I'm Suzanne Silverman, Editorial Director of Commercial Property Executive, and I'm talking with Matthew Heslin, partner in Heslin Becker Properties and the co-founder and chairman of Serene Haven, a nonprofit organization that acquires and renovates housing for homeless military veterans and their families, about his efforts to launch this two-year-old organization.
Something's not that I had ever set out to do as a mission or a business proposition, but is one that evolved out of a need that I saw. And as I, I'm a cyclist, and as I would ride the different river trails and the different streets of Orange County and Los Angeles, I noticed that there was just a huge preponderance of homeless young men and women. So I would just stop and start talking to them and found out that a lot of these people were veterans from the Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom and from the Afghanistan War. And it started to really trouble me. As I kept trying to figure out how this could happen, I started to do some more research, and this was totally ancillary to my core business of developing shopping centers. So I would I finally came to the conclusion that there's a process that is not in place today within the U.S. government to reintegrate and indoctrinate these people back into society after they've come home from the war. VA can be very helpful and are very helpful to the veterans in a lot of the service components that we are not set up to provide. It's not one of our core functions. The one area that the VA and most 501c3s, where they fall short and have no skill or expertise, is in the very skill and expertise that I do possess, which is in development and construction-related activities to house veterans. So we possess the one core competency that most organizations do not possess. And so we then contract with other service providers who do, our non-core activities, but their core activities very well. So collaboration becomes very important to make the program successful.
Now, you mentioned with legal services as that example that would be pro bono work. What about these other services? Are you seeking out entities that will provide pro bono service offerings? Or do you
keep in mind that because we're only 18 months old and we're only working with 25 or 30 veterans, which is still a lot by any standard of 18 months in existence, we're able to get those services at this point done pro bono. In the future, right now, we are now raising money through big foundations and corporations to provide the monies into Serene Haven, so Serene Haven can, A, pay for those services as needed. Hopefully they won't be needed, in many of the cases. But in those cases where pro bono is not offered, then we'll have the money to be able to pay for that.
Oh, okay. Well, that leads right into my next question, which is where you're looking for funding, where you're finding it, and what kind of response you've gotten from the financing community.
It's a great question. As in any new business venture, nothing begets success like success. So if you're a startup company, you need some angel money to start. And we had a very, very difficult and unsuccessful attempt at raising money through the government and private foundations for capital grants. And capital grants would entail the acquisition of property and redevelopment of property. There just was a very strong hesitation to providing capital grants, and I don't know the reason for that. So we went to a private group of investors to put the money together to acquire the units and provide the housing for these guys. And they were very receptive. They were very open and proactive because they want to help veterans. But nobody wants to just give you $2 or $3 million to do it and hope that it works out.
So how quickly do you anticipate expanding this, and how big do you actually foresee your portfolio becoming?
We have so many veterans out there and so many more coming home with the wind down of the two wars that I don't foresee the need dissipating anytime quickly. In fact, to the contrary, I think there's going to be a growth in the need for veteran housing. So I could see our portfolio, in the foreseeable future growing exponentially. I mean, I don't see us doing two or three more acquisitions. I see us doing, 10 or 15 more at least in the immediate future. And it's just going to be a capital markets driver. Is the money available? Do people still have the heart for this? Are they willing to put their money where their mouth is? And so those will be the limiting factors. If anything, will be the capital markets. It certainly won't be because there's a shortage of veteran need.